Well, friends, sometimes we just forget. We just forget to say thank you. It's not that we're not grateful. We are. We've seen it this past week, especially in an effort to show thankfulness to God for our many blessings, a bunch of folks chose to serve. First, people bought turkeys. Others, while already serving 18 to 20 folks at their own Thanksgiving table, came, picked up a turkey, cooked a turkey, sliced a turkey, and returned it to our kitchen. There were folks lining up with turkeys as early as 8 o'clock this morning. And today, more than 100 pounds of turkey, mashed potatoes, stuffing, gravy, cranberries, and vegetables will be prepared and assembled into carry-out meals, packed into a truck, and we'll deliver them to our friends along the streets of Fairfax. Our friends on the streets, they never forget to say thank you. God places in our path folks to help us remember to be thankful. Now, thankfulness is at the very heart of who we are as a faithful body of folks gathered at the church. In fact, our central form of worship, Holy Eucharist, means blessed thanksgiving. We come together as Christ's own to give thanks and praise to God as a most holy community. Sharing in this bread, in this cup, is sharing in the very blessedness of Christ himself, given for us through his life, death, and resurrection, that we too may be the very hands and feet of Christ in the world as living examples of thanksgiving. Thankful to serve in Christ's name. Thankful to love Christ, to love one another as Christ loves us. We know what thank you means, but sometimes we forget to say thank you. In today's story from Luke's Gospel, 10 are healed. Only one returns to offer thanksgiving to God. The other 9 seem to have forgotten to give thanks. Why? Well, isn't it true that when our life has fallen apart and then restored, we are so excited to get back to what was, we can easily forget to cover our tracks and say thank you. Or as the 10 lepers cried out to Jesus for mercy, maybe only one truly believed it was God in Christ who could heal them. Just one. And oddly enough, it's the Samaritan, the one who actually is not part of the supposedly believing group, who is called to turn back to Jesus, but just this one. And perhaps the other 9 actually are not healed as they suffer still from the ailment of ingratitude. Thankfulness, it's a seed planted which grows. And the seed grows when it is nurtured. So we practice thanksgiving. Over this past week, I've been struck by the intentional nurturing and practice of thankfulness in the works. Maybe Thanksgiving should be a 365-day practice. Entering into the parking lot traffic merging onto I-95 yesterday, I took a quick glance at the traffic warning sign that flashes during congested travel times, expecting the news of an accident ahead. You know how we always see those, so we can be ready? Instead, this time it read, "Virginia gives thanks for safe drivers." On Tuesday afternoon, I stopped at Zoe's across the street to get my usual refill on my iced tea. And after filling my cup and topping it off with a squeeze of lemon, I stopped at the cash register to pay. The cashier behind the counter turned with a big smile and she said, "It's on me. Happy Thanksgiving." Early yesterday morning while at my desk, the phone rang. On the other end of the line, I recognized a good friend of Epiphany's whom we have helped over the years from time to time. this gentleman is exceptional in that he never forgets to say thank you. He simply called to say thank you for all we've done for him in the past. And I promise you, my friends, while you extend and extend, this is not a person who has had an exceptional amount of giving from Epiphany, but he isn't measuring. He wanted to say thank you. Another faithful soul stopped by to show thanksgiving for the many blessings he's received from God and left a wad of cash in my desk drawer to use for those who are in need. Another stopped by to give a gift card that we might be able to help another person. Thanksgiving extended, offered by those who have chosen to turn back regardless of their circumstances, remembering to turn back to give thanks for all the blessings God bestows upon us. So over this past little while, I reached out to some of you to learn what you're thankful for. The truth of thankfulness comes from preschoolers who are very quick to share. So here's what our preschoolers are thankful for. Of course, mommy and daddy, and brother and sister, and teachers, and school, and healthy family, and food, and drinks, and basketball, and video games, and dogs, and cats, and fish. And that's it, okay? Older folks, while not necessarily any wiser than our preschoolers, share that they are thankful for friends, and shelter, and music, for breathing life into our bodies, for church, for upcoming retirement possibilities, for the possibility that we can sing with joy. Some of us may not be feeling so thankful about things these days. One wise contemplative soul reached down past her current dismay and mentioned that she'd at least like to be thankful that we're not in a nuclear war. Another, having climbed out from sickness and hurt, rightfully wrote that she is thankful for her Trinity, her physician, her psychoanalyst, and her priest, who got her through pain and loss, only to discover that God is so amazing. What are you thankful for? It's not a rhetorical question. I was told that Ethan and Esme would tell me what they're thankful for.
I'm thankful for my family.
For your family.
I'm thankful for my arm that's healing okay.
We are too, Ethan. We are too. Gail.
I'm thankful that yesterday I found out I will still have a job next year.
Hallelujah. Good. Good. Still have a job, yeah. Anybody else? Wyatt.
I'm thankful for my mommy.
Good. Yes, you are. We are too. Anybody else? Shamika.
Just thankful for family and friends.
Family and friends and church. We're thankful for you.
Mm-hmm. I would say ditto.
Ditto. Yeah. Yeah.
We just found out we have a new grandbaby.
Ah, well done. Congratulations. Lots to be thankful for there. Richard?
Linda and I are thankful that we found such a great warm church and friends to be with in our new Virginia home.
We're thankful that you're here as well. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
On Sunday at Community of Faith during the children's time, one thankful small child said, God Himself.
God Himself. Out of the mouths of babes. Yeah. Thank you for that. Yeah. Anybody else? Discover that God is amazing. And God is so amazing. And comes to us when we go about the busyness of our day and forget that all is good. All is loving. All that is merciful, all that gives us joy and delight comes from God. When we find ourselves cast out, alienated, hurting, God enters with miraculous healing. And along the way, God, too, through the life, death, and resurrection of our Savior Jesus Christ, comes lovingly, holding us accountable, questioning our whereabouts. Where have we wandered that we need to turn around? And God remembers that we forget. So God comes and turns us in another direction that we can be healed of our thanklessness. And it's never too late. Go back. What people, place, or thing are we remembering to be thankful for today? And we say, thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia.